This is where, like, for me, for my money, having your own Bible that you like to touch, that you are going to read, is far more valuable than any of the rest of these resources. If these resources point you back to your Bible, that's good. But if you're not, like, messing this thing up in some way, like in 15 years you need a new one, right? Then you're really not, you're not getting all of it. You're just, I mean, it's not like you're not going to be saved, right? But you're just, you don't have your sword. Pick up your sword, you know? Don't just read a book about the sword.
When we were going through the Treasury of Daily Prayer, I felt a little twinge of sorrow that I wasn't touching my Bible.
Bible, right.
Every day.
Right.
It wasn't that it didn't have God's word in it and scripture wasn't there because it's full of it. But it just, it was starting to get worn out and my Bible wasn't.
Yeah, right. So like, I this is boasting, but it's like one of my favorite things about my Bible now. Get the bat off there for a second. Like, so I've had to deal with the fact that Psalm 119, following the Sons of Solomon prayer discipline, which you play 8 verses Psalm 119 a day, like the reason that there's all this tape on, all this tape on the page is the page started to rip. Like the Psalm 119 pages are so like completely destroyed in this thing. And I had to put packing tape on it to keep using it. And I love that. I mean, whatever, like I'm not more righteous than you or whatever, but like there's something that now it's mine. Right, it's really mine. And so then, like when I get to the verse, it's like I'm not gonna be able to get to it fast enough. But you know, it says something like, you know, all this has become mine because I have kept your commandments. And it's like right there on that page. It's like it's become mine. And so there's something there. Like your Treasury Daily Prayer, if you're using it every day, it's gonna feel that way too. But what I'm saying is, I want your Bible to feel that way. I want you to feel like you belong in it. I want you not to be when your pastor says, "Hey, look up this chapter or this verse, this book." He says, "Look up this book," I don't want you to be like, "Oh, where is that?" Like, and the fact that Lutherans are in that stage historically right now, given that what we really where Luther made his mark was by putting the Bible in the hands of the people. Mm-hmm. And now it just isn't quite who we are. It should shame us a little bit. Yeah, a little bit there.